Puppy learns about church. Clover woke up the next morning expecting to see a lot of other bunnies sleeping by her, but she was all alone.
Oh, I remember now. My bunny family left me, but the puppy and the cat, Saucepot, said they would be my family. Do you suppose they left me too?
Softspot ran over to Clover.
What's the matter, Clover?
Oh, Softspot, I woke up and no one was here, and I thought that everyone had left me again.
I'm sorry, Clover. I thought I'd be back from getting breakfast by the time you woke up.
Where's Puppy?
Out getting his breakfast. And then he said he would stop by the clover patch and pick you some sweet clover for your breakfast.
I'd like that.
Woof, woof.
Here he comes now.
Good morning, Clover.
Hi.
Clover was crying when I returned because she thought we had left her.
Clover, we would never leave you.
Let's promise to stick together no matter what.
And they did. The next moment, Softspot exclaimed,
Today is Sunday. Sunday's a special day because I go to church and spend time with God and learn more about Him.
Can we go with you, Softspot?
I would like that very much. My mother and I always used to go together.
Our new family will go together. I wonder what the animals will think of our new family. A cat, a bunny, and a puppy.
I think you will like church. Our pastor is a bird. He's a cedar waxwing. Pastor Waxwing is wise and kind and loves Jesus very much.
Is that the bird that looks like he dipped his tail in bright yellow paint?
Yes, that's him.
I think I know who he is. He is very handsome.
Yes, Clover. I think you will like Pastor Waxwing. He is very friendly and really listens when you talk to him.
Where is the church?
By the pond. That way, whether you live in the pond or on the land, you may be there.
But what does the church look like? I don't ever remember seeing a big white building near the pond when I was playing there.
We don't have a building. The church is the animals who believe in Jesus and worship together.
Who is Jesus? My family didn't go to church.
That's all right, Clover. Jesus is God's son.
I've heard of God. He made us and he made everything in the world. Right, Softspot?
That's right.
You mean clover and bunnies and birds and water and sun and rain?
Yes, Clover. He made each of us and loves us each very much.
Even slow bunnies?
Even slow bunnies.
Softspot glanced at Puppy and noticed how wide-eyed he looked.
Yes, Puppy. God loves shy puppies, too.
Puppy was thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful to be totally loved and accepted? It sounds so wonderful, but how can it be true? Maybe God doesn't really know all about me. If he did, how could he love me? Puppy felt tears springing to his eyes, so he said quickly,
When's church? Let's go. We don't want to be late.
We have plenty of time, but let's begin now so we can enjoy our walk to church and have time to enjoy God's beautiful world.
You mean I don't have to hurry? I think I like my new family.
Clover was delighted to be able to hop along slowly and enjoy the warm sun on her fur, the birds singing, and the spring flowers. Puppy was glad to run ahead, chase butterflies, and then come running back to tell Clover and Softspot what wonderful things he had just spotted. Softspot felt happy inside just being with her new family and being needed again. When they arrived at church, most of the animals were already there. Puppy was nervous at being among all those animals, but he couldn't leave Softspot and Clover. They were his new family. Softspot introduced Clover and Puppy to many of her friends, and soon the service began. There was singing, and a few animals told what God was doing in their lives. Pastor Waxwing talked about God for a while, and then he actually talked to God. They sang some more, and when it was over, Soft Spot asked,
"What did you think of church?"
"I liked it when the birds sang that special song, and the frogs joined in."
"I didn't have to be afraid of the animals at church. They made me feel welcome, like a new family."